Senator Spector's switch can be viewed in one of two ways, either as a statement that the GOP has moved too far to the right, or, practically, that Spector had angered too many conservatives back home by voting for the Obama stimulus package and knew that he would not survive next year's primary. Scott Detrow of member station WITF in Harrisburg reports.
Talk about a party switch or independent run has been buzzing through Pennsylvania's political circles for months now. In fact, Spector joked about the idea during a Harrisburg speech in January.
Governor Rendell made the suggestion to me. Said if I became a Democrat, he'd help me raise money. I told him if I became a Democrat, I wouldn't have to raise any money.
And while Spector insisted time after time that he'd stay in the GOP, the switch made sense. A recent Quinnipiac University poll said only 36% of Pennsylvania Republicans approved of his job in the Senate, while more than 70% of Democrats gave him positive reviews. Spector defeated then-Congressman Pat Toomey by less than a percentage point in a bruising 2004 primary. His vote for the stimulus package may have been the last straw. Shortly after that, Toomey said he'd be back for another challenge. He was opening up wide leads in recent polls. But most worrisome to Spector may have been the fact that thousands of moderate Republicans switched their registration to Democrat during last year's presidential election. That eroded Spector's traditional base in the GOP. Political scientist Terry Madonna of Franklin and Marshall College says Pennsylvania Republicans are becoming more polarized.
Republicans simply don't want a 60% Republican voting with their own party. Or put it another way, Republicans don't want a 40% Obama Republican.
Pennsylvania law barred Spector from following the path Senator Joe Lieberman took in 2006. If he had contested and lost the Republican primary, he wouldn't have been allowed to run in the general election as a third-party candidate. Republican Party Chair Robert Gleason says he's deeply disappointed by the move, charging Spector with acting out of self-interest and putting his political ambitions first. Republican challenger Pat Toomey says Spector's switch makes sense, arguing he's more at home in the Democratic Party than he was in the GOP. But Democrats are already rallying around Spector. State Representative Josh Shapiro had been viewed as a contender for the nomination, but says he's no longer going to run. State House Majority Leader Todd Eaches agrees, saying Spector needs to be the party's standard bearer. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.